Masechet Eduyot Perek Aleph Mishnah Tet. The next two Mishnayot will talk about Maaser Sheni. All produce grown in Eretz Yisrael has to have a portion, has to have different portions separated from it. One of them is Maaser Sheni, where the produce that is designated as Maaser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If it's too burdensome for a person to bring all the produce that he has to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, what a person could do is he could transfer the holiness of the Maaser Sheni fruits onto money. If he has a sela, so denomination of a coin, worth of Maaser Sheni, he could transfer its holiness onto a sela coin. He then takes that coin to Yerushalayim and uses it over there to buy food and drink and enjoy himself in Yerushalayim. We'll talk here about Maaser Sheni that's on smaller coins, because he transferred it from the vegetation onto the smaller coins, and now he wants to transfer the sanctity from those coins onto larger coins in order to bring less coins up to Jerusalem with him. Mishnah says, "Haporet sela mimeot maaser sheni." If someone who has copper coins of maaser sheni, and he wants to take the many copper coins that he has and switch them onto one silver coin, Bet Shammai Amrim, Bechol hasela ma'ot, says Bet Shammai, you're allowed to do it. You could change all of your copper coins to the value of a sela, silver sela coin. You're allowed to do that. Makes it easier for you to go up to Jerusalem with one bigger coin as opposed to all of those smaller coins. That's allowed. Bet Hillel omrim, beshekel kesef upshekel ma'ot, says Bet Hillel, you're allowed to exchange half of the copper coins, which is the value of a shekel. A shekel is half of a sela. So we'll call it half a silver coin. You could take half of your copper coins and exchange it for a shekel, which is half of a sela. But the other half of the copper coins, which are also worth another shekel, which is a half a sela, you keep as copper coins. The reason being, when a person gets to Yerushalayim with all of his Maaser Sheni money, he's going to want to buy something small here and there to enjoy. He's going to want to buy an ice cream cone. He's going to want to buy a drink. And the copper coins is what he uses for those smaller purchases. You don't use a $100 bill, for example, to buy a $2 ice cream. That doesn't work. So especially during the Maaser Sheni season, when people are all coming up to Yerushalayim at the same time, they're coming for the holidays, if everybody brought with them those bigger denominations, those very expensive coins, then they want to exchange them for copper coins in order to make those smaller purchases. There'll be like a run on the bank. Everybody's going to go there. Everybody's going to want to exchange their copper coins all at once. There's going to be a tremendous demand for copper coins, and therefore the price of copper is going to rise. If the price of copper rises, then a person's not going to get as much as he could have gotten if the price stayed the same. He's not going to get as much bang for his buck. So eating this food is a mitzvah. So Bet Hillel wants to make sure that you're going to get as much food as you can with the money that you're bringing with you. So that's why Bet Hillel says that you have to keep half of your Maaser Sheni money in copper coins to make sure there's not a crazy demand once everyone arrives in Yerushalayim. Another mahloket about Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Meir Omer, en mehalalin kesef uperot ala kesef. Says Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to transfer together the holiness of Maaser Sheni money with Maaser Sheni produce to make one larger silver coin. For example, let's say you have Maaser Sheni coins that are worth half of a dinar, and Maaser Sheni produce that's worth half of a dinar. You're not allowed to say, you know what, let me take the holiness of both of them, I'll put them both onto a silver, one bigger silver dinar coin. Both of them, the money and the produce, will lose their holiness. Let's try that. But Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to do that. A transfer of Maaser Sheni is only allowed if it's distinct, if it's not mixed together with another transfer. So when you have money and produce that's trying to go in tandem in order to have the holiness to make one bigger item, that's not allowed to be done. It's not allowed to be transferred together. V'hachamim matirin, but hachamim allow this type of transfer, but with a certain nuance to it. Everybody agrees. Hachamim agree to Rabbi Meir when you have enough coins to make one bigger coin and enough produce to make one bigger coin. Over there, nobody would say that you're allowed to do a mixed transfer of to combine the two for one bigger coin. If you have enough that they can produce their own bigger coin on their own, you're not allowed to do anything. But the mixed transfer that Hachamim are allowing is only if you do not have enough coins to produce a bigger coin and not enough produce to produce a bigger coin. Only with the combination of the two could you get that bigger denomination. For example, let's say you have half of a dinar's worth of produce and half of a dinar's worth of small coins. Only in that scenario would Hachamim say that you're allowed to transfer each of them onto one bigger coin. So that would be allowed. But if you had enough for a full dinar and another full dinar, in that case, you would not be allowed to cross-transfer the produce and the funds in order to make one bigger coin.